Okay. I'm just supposed to put it up.
You had a nice lunch. All right, we're moving on to conceptual design. I'll just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience, and generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed an iPod-like button system, which we haven't concluded, but we're right. So if you all have presentations to do, we can see where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Yes. Then maybe we'd like to go first.
Sure. So I've been looking at the components design. Mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet, and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts, and other parts we'll just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board, because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So you have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people, and they'll just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod-style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver. Those are standard. And we also need a beeper or buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood? And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know why we'd want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on design.
Can I do next, because I have to say something about the material?
Yeah.
Which is quite shocking. Right, I have been searching the current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Are fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is. For fashion, we go for fashion. The fashion in electronics. So we want to put the fashion in electronics. We need to go for fruit and vegetables. And also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology, what is industrial designer, as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have the fruit instead of the vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative, so maybe, again, our industrial designers should look into that or might come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
I think it's next up the door.
Okay. So that fruit and vegetables thing, huh? I actually wasn't aware of the trends in electronics and.
It's a trend in fashion, in clothing and.
You're not going to wear your remote control.
So okay, let me. That's right. Okay. Here we go. Conceptual user interface. I'm gonna try to talk about what kind of how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We haven't discussed it last.
Because if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel.
You need a screen.
It seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen with music because you're looking for a specific song, like, you know, that band or whatever.
But like, if you
with
think
TV
about
channels,
it,
channels, it's, you know, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but if so, is it just okay? So, you're gonna have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that.
We're actually not having DVD. That was one of. I have to update you on that.
Okay.
But the screen can come up on the telly.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, so if we're not going to have a screen, so basically it's just going to be a wheel then. And you're just going to, I think you're going to have some kind of a
graphic interface.
Yeah, like
you can have it on the telly though.
Yeah, like you're going to have to be able to switch to like a mode where you can, not choosing that, I guess, but like choose channel control. Like because people aren't going to be able to have like, channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. So that people seem to be.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels. So, I guess that's why I was thinking you may need to have some kind of a screen because, so that people can go around, go back and forth, and choose. Or then again, if you just, I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV, like what channel you're on. You just scroll and you can just get to like 5 or like 12 or.
But I thought Mint actually had one with a wheel and it did just show up on the TV.
Oh yeah.
But what if you have a satellite and you have like 200 channels? Then to get a channel,
you'll have to like.
But
you can quickly.
Really
you can.
But I think a wheel goes through like 100.
Yeah.
On theirs.
Yeah, if you do, so you'll have to. So we basically just kind of need to figure out like. What kind of range we need to have on the wheel, and so you're either doing this motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you can like tap for different what do you call it? It's different functions like volume, or like you can tap just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap or something. Mm. And then there's also the concern about how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to switch around. I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer or like something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better because
I would think so too. Like
menu option.
So I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, But then again, it does make kind of if the screen's sort of just like an option that like is just there and you're not really using it. That's kind of
it's more expensive.
Yeah.
To the design people.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
You have to get an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than the normal.
So then basically, it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing. You can get to, you can, like, maybe it'll be that central button
that
then you hit that, and then you can, it brings up, like, the menu on the TV, and you can just scroll around,
so
like, to do the timer, to do the,
So it would have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't really cluttered up.
Settings.
Well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but, because that just—it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive, but I don't know. And then, so just in really all you need is like this little wheel, then, and you can control everything. So.
Right. What if if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes? And you just have this. And it's like just a long silver thing or whatever we're thinking. I mean, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power and this thing? Or
it doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, and the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like I think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it needs to be easy to somehow it needs to be easy to like manipulate and use your.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I'm not really like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just going like that.
Yeah, or your thumb or something. So.
When we had the Wheelie. Remote control, it was on the top, I think, and you held it like that.
So
were there buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well, it had the wheelie thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
So we just used the top part.
So, but I mean, I think it could be pretty small. Like, I mean, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you had like a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like, so you could slide it up if you needed to, like, change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just
get... You know what I'm talking about, though? Like,
like maybe something on the side.
You can have a little
slip
of the handle down.
Slip over.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you need that if you can get to... so long as you're able to bring up the menu on the TV screen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's
the thing.
That keeps if we can do this, I'd probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't. I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess we have to look into the,
the programming, how this, how they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV?
I mean, you can do it.
It's got to be inside the TV and not inside the remote.
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television.
Well, they usually are. Well,
I've never bought just a remote, like, so yeah. I don't really know, but
I guess that's right. It always comes with a TV.
So, but I mean, I've never had a hard time with like my remotes, like bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know. And I don't think that should be too hard.
Yeah, most of the ones we've had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to like change the contrast or something.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't come up every day or something.
Yeah. Well, so do we need, I don't know. Well, I guess we have to, you know, think about. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to bring it up.
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, and I never get it.
You mean if we have this screen like the iPod screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because, you know, it is so obnoxious to like have to push those, like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you have your little guide out and you're like, hit this button twice, like. Mm. To
and it is technologically innovative in a way, so that fits with the.
And it is trendy, the iPods are really hot right now.
Did you get that picture on, did they provide you that picture on the web?
Yeah, my web research, yeah. So
that's quite interesting. What are we going to do about this vegetable thing that I'm dragging?
Oh, I was going to say, you said people want spongy. One of the material options is a sort of rubber that's not on like those stress ball things.
So that
would be spongy.
Yeah. Just nice feel, but I hate spongy.
Yeah, that would be kind of, you know, usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic mouse type, you know, thing. But what if
I mean, definitely the area.
What if we had like a spongy sort of like stress ball-y kind of? You're like,
I think it could work.
Or what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables, we somehow made it tactilely, you know, tapped into that, so like it feels like.
Well, it could be like mobiles that just put a cover.
Yeah.
If it's a small thing, you instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which frankly I'm not particularly fond of. You could just have covers, and then your it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah, you could do like the computers where they have like the grapefruit apple machine, and they have like the blueberry. Yeah, like all the colors were named after fruits.
Yeah. You could name it after fruits
and vegetables. And it could, the color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have a green one, you can have.
I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing.
Yeah.
Where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have silver vegetables. I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just, the feedback we've just got about the.
Maybe a bowl.
A bowl?
No, a squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
That's in the shape of a fruit.
That you can, you're thinking, it's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me, because you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard, would you put a sticker sort of? Because I was thinking, you have a cover for the squashy bit, like.
This is just, okay. Say that's the squashy bit.
Squashy. Yeah, I was thinking of getting a cover for.
I was thinking
which is
this.
Cheaper. Oh, I don't know.
I was thinking this bit here would be the cover, And like that's your actual
yeah.
thing. And like oh, this, like you can have shape. Like you can have like cherries and
yeah.
things around there.
I was thinking sort of a single ball shape.
I was yeah, thinking if it was like this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing.
It's like it has to be. Yeah.
It's almost like your thumb is further up, so if you could squish it lower.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be very big, you know, like how big? This big, and then you just do that.
So you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you could have like the banana squishy thing, and you could have your choice, you know.
Well, just the, I can't, just like a condom thingy, like a cover, but, well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that and just see what the cost is for covering that or covering that.
Yeah.
And for now we can do two prototypes maybe and then try and ask users what the best is. That's nice. I think it's nicer to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat. But
yeah, I mean, I think, the handheld part is definitely. So you could make that into the fruit and vegetable part.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to the way you hold it. Mm-hmm. If it's got sand in it maybe or something, it just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We don't know.
I guess it would be either in the color of that plastic case on the front or in the color of the squishy thing underneath.
Yeah. And the rest is the company color silver.
It was, silver and yellow, it looks like.
We could promote the banana one.
I mean, that's another question, where are we gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Mm-hmm. Should also fit the batteries, which we haven't.
I think the batteries would have to go right under the plastic case.
Yeah. And that would.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that you can snap off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to have the squishy bit, the part that you can change into the different, trendy vegetables and fruits, but.
Well, I know, you spend so much time you're squishing it into your own personal hand, then you get a new one, you'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And it does it automatically. Does it automatically, I don't know.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean, because they were made for me. Could have someone, components, concept, ? Energy, ? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. But what do we know about energy? I mean, we're going to use batteries, right?
We actually had an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I don't know what it is.
Dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the it's like if something moves, moves,
yeah, the other
stores
one was
energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you'd basically have to wind it yourself. So I sort of picked battery. We could have talked about doing a wind-up or a dynamo or solar power. But I think solar power is not available with a rubber case anyways.
Batteries sound good.
It seems a little weird.
The dynamo would be interesting.
Dynamo, the fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own. Which is quite cool. So if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy and you don't need to buy a battery because I find them annoying. But we need to find cost.
Yeah.
Does anyone have costs on the
all it said was it gave sort of relative, some chips are more expensive than others sort of things. It didn't give me any actual cost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff is pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so I don't think it's that much of a problem. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean?
For things like remote controls, they stamp out a chip, calculators too, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap. Okay. But it's not like a computer. You can't like reprogram your remote control. It's like yeah. stamped onto the chip.
So chip on print is just means like that. Then
yeah.
That's okay. And case? I guess that's what we've been talking about. Yeah, case. Yeah. I'm thinking of like some tactic case. let's see. Is there anything else we need to talk about? When we move on, you two are going to be playing with Play-Doh and working on the look and feel of design and user interface design. You're going to be doing product evaluation. So you'll get more instructions from your personal coach.
Okay.
Cool.
See you soon. Does it matter that I end early?
It's strange because
it's early.
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I didn't get a pop-up thing that said.